Oh, nobody ever did.
So I heard them call it Swingle Tree over in Sullivan County.
Swingle Tree?
Swingle Tree.
Well, I don't know what I've heard it called that, but it really is meant to be a single tree.
Yeah. And the part of a wheel, that of a wooden wheel that actually touches the ground is the...
Well, the wagon wheel?
Yeah, the part that actually touches the ground, the iron part, you know.
Oh, the tire.
Yeah, and what's that nailed to?
What's it nailed to?
Yeah.
Well, it's nailed to the rim of the wheel.
I see. You call that part the rim?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that called a fella or a felly?
The fellas makes the rim. There's so many fellas, pieces that goes around that makes the rim of the wheel.
Oh, the fellas are pieces that are pieced together?
To make the rim.
Uh-huh. I didn't know. Would you explain that to me? I mean, they use several pieces of...
Yeah. Yeah, maybe about that long. That is where they were made. Now, you can buy a rim already, just two pieces put together.
Uh-huh. But this would be like small pieces that go around like this?
Made by a carpenter.
And each one would be about...
Be about a foot and a half or 2 feet long.
I see.
And you call them fellas.
I see. Yeah. And the part of a and then the thing that goes from one wheel to the other is called
the axle.
If someone was going back and forth with wood in his wagon, you'd say he was to town, or could be grain or something. You know, move. All day long, you might say. He was...
Well, just hauling wood's all I know.
All right. Some people say carting wood or drawing wood. Hauling wood's all right. And now, the implement used for breaking up the earth.
Plow.
Now, what different kinds of plows did you have?
Well, there was two or three different kinds back early. We had a turning plow. And the hillside plow.
What was that?
Well, that was one that you would plow going and coming on the hillside. You went down and you turned it that way, and then when you got to the end, you flopped that thing plumb over, and it turned it downhill coming back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were there any other kinds of plows you used?
Well, there were bull tongue plows, and that was just a single shovel plow, you might say.
Uh-huh. And then after you plowed, what might you take over the ground after? You have any different kinds of these?
Well, no, not way back. We didn't have any disc or anything like that, just a harrow.
How about the kind with those long teeth that come over like this?
That spring tooth harrow.
Did they ever call that anything else?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard it called? Ever heard it called the gee-whiz?
No.
All right. Did you ever see one of these carts? I don't know if you have one or not, but it's like a little cart, and a horse or a mule pulls it, or an oxen could pull it, and it has two wheels, and it has no brakes on it, and it has a kind of a rudder-like thing that sticks down into the ground. You have to balance a load on there just right, in order to stop it, you kind of push the load. It has only two wheels.
Well, that must be in Mexico or somewhere.
No, I saw one. I saw one of those in Bristol.
Oh, right
outside. I should have called it a go-devil.
Yeah.
Called it a go-devil. It had just two wheels. Well, I'd never seen one. And when I finished talking, I was talking to a farmer over there yesterday. And when I finished, he said, he took me out and he said, "What do you call that?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "I was waiting for you to ask me about that." And I'd never seen it before, but it looks like a Mexican cart, you know. It kind of does. When you're sawing firewood and you put the two